And in fact, in Max's case, he doesn't have what the biggest doodad typically is, a home.
What do you mean? A home? A home is a doodad?
Exactly. Again, the definition is an asset is an asset if it puts money in your pocket. Your home isn't likely to be putting money in your pocket.
But it's the American dream, Diane.
Absolutely, it's the American dream. And what it is the banker's dream, because you get to make payments to the banker. No, seriously, and a home can actually be an investment if the equity in that is converted to an asset that creates income. In other words, I've seen people have a house that they've lived in for a number of years, have built up a large amount of equity. Now, equity is defined as the amount difference between what the house is worth and what the mortgage is. So they have a lot of equity in their home. They have the possibility of selling that and then buying a more modest home and taking the difference and buying a property that can put money in their pocket. So there is a potential asset here. But meanwhile, it's just a doodad.
And many people, though, Diane, don't they go out and get second mortgages, third mortgages, and they say, okay, I'm going to borrow this money against my house at 9.5%, and I'm going to go out and buy stock, and I'm going to buy something else. And what happens is they end up getting deeper in debt, don't they?
In fact, Sharon, we see a great example of that in the next step, and you can reference that at page 3-35. It's the story of Dale and Susie. I'm going to leave that for later, but it's a very interesting story of what can happen.
But we're not saying don't buy a home. We want you to have a home. We have homes. We have lovely homes. The issue is we bought a home that we recognized up front was not our asset. Certainly, we hope that it will appreciate in value, but the value of your home is an opinion. You only realize that value when you sell it. So yes, many people do buy homes and in the hopes that they will appreciate. But every month, does that home generate income for you? I think the answer is no. But every month, you pay your mortgage payment, you pay your yard service, or you're out there doing it yourself, you pay your utilities bill. That house is a liability if you look at it based on Rich Dad's definition of is it an asset or a liability? And that's what we want you to understand. We want you to own a home. We want you to own a home as big as you want it to be, but recognize that it's not an asset, and you need to be able to build assets so that the assets help you pay for your home.
In fact, the theory of preparing the financial statements is not to tell you you must do this or you must not do that. It's basically just putting the right words and the right definitions for what you have. By the way, the very wealthy have huge doodads. And it all has to do with the percentage of doodads to the even huger percentage of assets they have. Two other comments on Max's statement. Actually, we don't see them for the real estate and for the business value. However, in your case, as you go through to work on your financial statement, you might actually have these items. Real estate as an asset would be, again, not your home. This needs to be something that's putting money in your pocket. For the asset value, you need to list what the fair market value is. In other words, what realistically you could expect to sell this for, and subtract from that the current mortgage or mortgages on that property. That is the equity you have in the property, and that's also called the net value. So on the asset line, we want to show the net or equity position in the real estate.
Likewise, Diane, in the income section related to those assets, we want you to list the net amount of income or loss that you receive from each of those assets. Think of it as if you have a property manager, thank God, that is actually doing the accounting for you. They're receiving the rent, they're paying the expenses, and they're sending you a check at the end of the month. What you want to calculate is the monthly net income or loss, hopefully income, from each of those assets. It's either passive income from real estate or passive income from businesses.
Thank you, Sharon. Also, on the asset side, you'll show the business value. Now, this might be a little more difficult to assess. What this means is a business that you own that you could sell. And unfortunately, there's a lot of businesses that people have or that they call businesses that are really nothing more than just a way for them to get paid, not through a W-2. In other words, there's no asset there to sell. So realistically, what could you sell? Now think about who would want to buy your business. Do you truly have a market? Is there someone who could step into those shoes and would pay you money for the business? If so, then you do have a value to the business. From that amount, subtract any debt that the business has, separate from your personal debt. This would be the business credit line. It would be business credit cards. It might be a copier you bought on time. Whatever the total debt is in the business against the value if you were selling it.
And this is where you really need to be honest with yourself, Diane. It's one of the areas that's most confusing, even for me, oftentimes. If you look at the cash flow quadrant, many people who find themselves in the S quadrant consider themselves a business owner. And the distinction between the S quadrant business owner and the B quadrant business owner is a distinct line. If you are an S business owner, you own a job. You have to be there. That business is dependent on you and your efforts. Now, if you're a B business owner on the right side of the cash flow quadrant, it's wonderful. That's when the definition and the question, if you're not sure which one you are, ask yourself this question. Can you leave that business for a year, a whole year, and come back and find that business stronger and even bigger than when you left? If the answer is yes, that's a B business. If the answer is no, that's an S business. So in determining the net business value that you put in your asset column, it still may be appropriate for your S business, but remember, the income you earn from your own efforts are income that is in the first section of the income statement, earned income. The only business income that you have related to that asset is what you earn from the business itself, not through your personal efforts. So many times an S business owner truly doesn't have an asset as a business. They have a job.
In fact, though, a business can provide every type of income to you. You can have a job where you receive money from your own business. It can be giving you a flow of income through efforts of others, not your own. It can be paying you rent, so you receive income through real estate. It can be paying you royalties for intellectual property. So it's possible through a well set up business to operate it so that you get many types of income and you actually operate from more than one of the cash flow quadrants. Remember again, E, S, B, and I. Each one of those can be operated through your own business.
And you remember Rich Dad's recommendation was build your business and let your business help you buy your assets. So it's building a business from the very beginning concept of an idea through a thriving business, and then you'll be able to utilize the income that you receive from that business to buy other assets such as stocks, real estate, securities. That's the magic formula that Rich Dad used. It's the magic formula that Robert has used, and it's the magic formula that we're going to talk about more as we get further into this section.